Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural podcast with Mark Pearson, founder and president of Nepsis Capital Management. Today, we're going to have an opportunity to dive into his mind, as scary as that might be, to find out a little bit more about who he is, what makes him tick, and what makes him unique and different. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here. Always happy to visit with you.
Now, tell me why you decided to work in the financial services industry. Just tell us your history.
Sure. So I originally decided to go into the industry in 1986. Looked like I was 15, acted like I was 9. Knew that I wanted to be in the financial services business because I wanted to be my own boss. My dad was an entrepreneur. And at the time, I was studying at the University of Minnesota and began the training program at the Equitable, and soon learned that I was not ready for the business because certainly how was I going to tell people how to take care of their money and manage their money, and I didn't have two shekels to rub together myself. And So I decided that I needed to go out and get some maturity and grow up a little bit. Graduated college, and my wife was in the business, so my sphere of influence, my friends I hung out with were all in the business, and I went into the high-tech sector, which was the best thing I could have ever done. And if I had to redo this all over again, I would have done it the exact same way.
Nice.
And got very heavily in technology, which has, frankly, immensely benefited our firm, which we'll obviously talk about later. And in 1994, I just had two children. I had my second child and just built my house and decided 3 days after that to quit my job and start my own financial services company.
Yeah, rip that Band-Aid off, man. Holy goodness gracious.
There's no time for dinking around. It's it's go time. And I'll tell you, if I had to do it all over again, to be blunt with you, I would do it exactly the same way.
So let's break it down a little bit more about who you work with. So who do you work with and what is your specialty? You are unique and different because you have two audiences here, correct?
Correct. Yes. So we work with financial advisors in the form of a third-party money manager. So we have a very specific proprietary investment and planning process that we've created, as well as working with individual investors. We either work with individual investors through financial advisors or individual investors come to us, want our services, and then we match them up with a financial advisor.
What do you do? Okay. Let's unpack that even more. Okay. So for those each individual people, you talked about a proprietary opportunity or process. Tell us what you do for your independent clients, your individual clients, and then also for advisors without giving away the secret sauce necessarily, but just give us a look under the hood.
Sure. So with financial advisors, they primarily hire us for two different reasons. Probably, I would say three different reasons. Reason number one is our money management process and the messaging of our investment process, which is invest with clarity. We believe that investors should have an idea of what they own and why they own it. And so we've created communication, we've created tools and resources to help advisors leverage that message and differentiate themselves from other financial advisors while explaining the power of investing with clarity. Additionally, we have created what's called the Clarity Roadmap, and the Clarity Roadmap coincides with investing with clarity. And so in a world where financial advisors are looking to differentiate themselves, looking to make a difference and have impact with clients and be in front of their clients, this process of investing with clarity and the Clarity Roadmap definitively differentiates us. Number one, because we're in SMA, separately managed account process. And number two, the Clarity Roadmap goes directly into the investing with clarity by answering two very important questions, Matt. Number one, are my investments doing the best they can? And number two, am I on track to meet my financial goals?
With financial services professionals, who is your ideal client? And then who is your ideal client with independent or individual general public?
Yes. Let me clarify on the individual public. When we do our marketing, we market to both. But we have financial advisors that we work with and are always looking for additional financial advisors to work with to provide either clients to them and leads to them for investors or working with their clients directly. And so at the end of the day, the ideal client frankly, is the client that wants to have a greater understanding of what they own and why they own it, number one. Number two is looking for a partner, if you will, an advisor that can be a guide for them in making sure that those two questions are constantly being answered. Are my investments doing the best they can? And am I on track to meet my financial goals? That's the ideal client. We do publish, Matt, a minimum. $250,000 is the minimum portfolio size, but we will often work with clients with less than that if they are a good fit in believing what we believe, which is investing with Clarity.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. How do you acquire those clients? So the $250,000 and above, either from a financial services standpoint or from your other side, how are you getting the word out, man, besides something like this?
Yeah, great question. And that goes back to my original point about providing opportunities for financial advisors. So as I said earlier, I had a technology background, which really benefits the firm today. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have created a very substantial technology platform here. So in the technology platform we use, which is basically hubbed by Salesforce, we do email blasting, we do SEO, we do social media, we do videos, we do the podcasts, we have a radio show, and we're constantly emailing, we're constantly a social media utilization, putting out there the messaging of Nepsis, what Nepsis means, and why Nepsis is important to investors.
Now,
so the technology platform has been a tremendous benefit enabling us to scale that.
You're using a word that isn't in the common man's tongue here, which is Nepsis. And I know it has a really super awesome meaning. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about what Nepsis means?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment, by the way. And ironically and additionally, as you know, we have changed the name of our company from Nepsis Capital Management to just Nepsis.
Okay.
Of course, our good friend Kirk Lowe was responsible for giving me that great idea. And the theory behind that was really very simple, which you alluded to is, you know, this is a word we're not usually familiar with, yet we believe it is the antithesis of who we are, why we are, and what we are. And Nepsis is a Greek word which means to be watchful, alert, and vigilant, with a clear and sober mind against illusions and fear, thus allowing one to obtain ultimate clarity. And as you know, studies unequivocally will bear this out, do bear it out, have bared it out, and will continue to, that many investors, and quite frankly, financial advisors at the same time, make decisions emotionally.
Yeah.
And the idea is that when you know what you own and why you own it, you are more apt to stick to the proven process as opposed to getting yourself to become too emotional and making bad decisions.
Yeah. In fact, in the news recently, a gentleman just won the Nobel Prize in economics for something very similar.
Yes, he did. Yep. Behavioral economics.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe, frankly, is one of the problems that's happened as an unintended consequence of this DOL ruling, is that investors are I really believe what's happening is investors are looking for value. They're looking for answers. And when they're not getting them, then they go to the cheapest price. They go to an automated system. They go to a process that is simple that they can understand because they're not receiving the value from the financial advisor. One of the phrases we love to use is, in the absence of value, thus it becomes price.
Absolutely.
And this industry has a race to the bottom on fees, and nobody's asking the question, why? Yeah. I can tell you what the answer is. Financial advisors, for the most part, in general, this is not for every financial advisor listening to our program, but many of them are not money managers. And many of them don't want to be money managers. Mm-hmm. But they have not found a solution that provides them with a value proposition that differentiates them from other financial advisors or from a robo platform. And this is why we have created our platform to give the advisor and, frankly, the investor very, very specific value that allows them to enhance their ability to invest and plan with success.
I bring up WebMD a lot when people, friends of mine, who talk about wanting to use a robo-advisor instead of a real financial advisor. And so I make them go through
great
this
analogy.
Exercise. Yeah. I say, hey, go right there, and I want you to type in the following symptoms. You have a runny nose, you've got a temperature, and you feel a lump. That's all I want you to write. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm dying of cancer. I'm like, yes, that's exactly correct. fact, every time you're on WebMD, you're dying of cancer. And that's the same sort of stuff, Mark, that really freaks me out about people who are doing this. They don't understand the fees that are charged are, one, reasonable, two, professionally applicable and in the right range, and three, man, I want somebody like you to know me, right? Dude, that's so important. Why would I not want that relationship? I have that relationship with my doctor. I have that relationship with everybody in my life who's meaningful. So,
Yeah, well, that gets back to the idea where some of these robo firms are now finding that, gee, they've got to hire financial advisors to talk to the people because it can only take them to a certain level. And of course, if you talk to the financial advisor, it costs more, right?
Right. It sure does.
So what you have in this industry is an industry that's really trying to redefine itself. And interestingly enough, I was watching CNBC the other day and they had a guy on from TD Ameritrade talking about how investors are now beginning to go back to looking at buying individual stocks again. The trend has been buy ETFs. Really, ETFs has been the forerunner, but of course, mutual funds and less than buying individual stocks because there's been this preconceived notion that when you buy an individual stock, that's more risky. Of course, I tell investors when they say that to me, you understand you own individual stocks and your mutual funds.
Yeah, so that's very true.
What you're really saying, Mr. and Mrs. Investor, is you do not understand what you own and why you own it and how it impacts your ability to accomplish your investment and planning goals. And that's what Nepsis is here to help do.
Let's break down Nepsis a little bit more. Who's on the team and what do those people do?
Sure. We have a staff here locally. We have staff around the country. So we have a back office with a staff of five that support advisors and clients. One of the advantages of working with our firm is our technology, which means that when financial advisors work with us, one of our biggest goals is to make it as easy as possible for the advisor to do business with Nepsis as well as the investor. So our technology platform enables us to do all the paperwork for the financial advisor. I've never met a financial advisor, by the way, who loves doing paperwork. So we do that for them and when they're opening accounts and servicing accounts. So we have a back office that does that. We have four financial advisors internally within our office that support other advisors and support our investment, our investor group here, our clients here in Minneapolis. And then we have five on our research team and our research committee headed up by a gentleman whose name is Chuck Etzweiler. Chuck is phenomenal. I'm hoping to actually have him do some podcasting with us eventually. He's tremendous. He's what we call a recovering technician. Used to be a big chart guy, and we saved him. And he now is a smarter investor for it.
Awesome.
And then we have various support people in marketing. We work with a marketing firm out of Chicago, even though they don't work directly for us. They work with us half for the last 6 years and providing a lot of the content that we put together with Kirk, you know, and then normal administrative folks in the back office. So we're a sizable, we've got 13, 14 people internally in the firm. And then we've got probably around 20 to 25 financial advisors, maybe closer to 30, now that I think about it, who work with us and partner with us in bringing their clients to Nepsis to invest with clarity.
You are very active in your community just because of, not only because you've given back to your community, but also as a family man. So would you mind sharing a little bit about what you do to give back and help out?
Sure. So a couple things we're involved in. Number one, my kids were involved in sports. In particular, my boys played hockey. So we have been very involved in the community with hockey and supporting hockey programs. We have been involved in our church in providing outreach type programs, working with kids in a church and helping to mentor them along and hopefully help them to make good decisions and get supported. We work with a couple of organizations outside of the Twin Cities. We are a national firm, so we do work with other organizations nationally, including a ministry that my father started building churches in the Dominican Republic. So we're involved in those three things pretty heavily, always looking for new opportunities to get involved. There's a really good program here we've been looking into called United Heroes League, which is for military families, giving sports equipment away for kids to play sports as they're growing up because parents are in the military. We're big, huge military supporters here, and we look to get more actively involved in that. So a lot of sports stuff, a lot of church stuff.
Okay. Now, you are educated, quite educated at that, and you come from a family that seem to value education a lot. Would you tell everybody what sort of designations and education that you have?
You know, I would be happy to tell you that. You know, it's interesting, and you, as you probably are asking this question, because I have a very specific philosophy about designations. And one of the things I often tell people is I can't even spell CFP. and it took me a while to learn how to spell CFA.
Uh-huh.
So I am trying to get myself as more educated in that as I possibly can. However, I hire a lot of people around me mm-hmm. who have a lot of designations. My strengths really, frankly, are in communication. I actually went to college and received a communication degree. And so I've done a lot of public speaking. I've mm-hmm. done a lot of hosting at events for custodians. I've done a lot of seminars on financial planning and investing. As the leader of Nepsis, as the person who oversees everything, my job is to be the face and voice of Investing with Clarity. And so my strengths are in the communication and in the investment process. But the staff around me, very, very highly educated, particularly on our research team. We have CFPs here. We have CFAs here. We have SEMA folks here.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very highly educated team around me.
You know, I think that's the best answer I have heard from a financial advisor since I've been doing this. Because first off, some wise person told me a long time ago, Mark, and I don't know if you would believe this, but I don't ever want to be the smartest guy in the room. And
because
if I am, right, then I need to get a different room. And you're surrounding yourself with people who are very, very intelligent and who can do things that you don't do. I mean, you probably could do them, but probably not as well as the professional people do who you've hired specifically for those professions. So, man, I think that's awesome. This next question you've already alluded to, but we're going to unpack it just a little bit more.
Sure.
What is your financial philosophy? Like, how do you look at just the world of finance?
Great question. I think the way I look at the financial world is that money is a tool in a toolbox. Money is one of many very important tools that we have. And as we get into the financial planning process and as we get into investing process, we want to uncover what those tools need to be used for, whether it's estate planning, legacy planning, college funding, or retirement planning. And we really view the financial world around the idea with a foundation in clarity. You have to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. You have to understand what you own and why you own it. Invest like a business owner. So when we think about the financial world, if you will, to break it down to the baseline, clarity is the foundation. You have to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. And you have to think about your financial future in a manner where you're answering the two most important questions. Are my tools, i.e. my investments, doing the best they can? And number two, am I on track to meet my financial goals? And of course, we believe the financial business, the financial world, our financial lives is really a roadmap. And think of yourself traveling from Boston to LA. And as you travel across the country, you may hit some roadblocks. You may have a car breakdown. You may get sick. Different events happen in our life that take us potentially off course. And so when we think about the financial world, when we think about our investments, when we think about planning, it has to be based upon the foundation in clarity, knowing what you own, knowing why you own it, and having the clarity to understand how to maximize those tools to accomplish the goals you want to accomplish.
We're going to switch gears now to find out more about who you are as a person. I think you've done a magnificent job of giving us an idea on who you are professionally and the team that you surrounded yourself with. But when you're not working, when you're not the voice of Nepsis, what do you do for fun?
First and foremost, I love to drink a good glass of Cabernet Sauvignon out of Napa, California.
It's going to taste a little bit smokier now with what's going on, I'll tell you that.
Oh, but, my gosh. Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, thinking about all the different things that have happened this year with the hurricanes and with the earthquakes and what's going on in Napa. It is truly, truly unbelievable. I love to play golf. I love to spend time with my family. I've been married for 30 years to the woman who the first time I ever saw, I was 15 and said, that's the girl I'm going to marry. And absolutely have been more and more in love with her every day, even though she may be getting more and more tired of me. But I love that we do a lot as a family. We love to go boating, do a lot of boating as a family and with clients and friends, and love to play some golf. So love being outdoors, love sitting outside and having a great glass of vino and a nice cigar to relax.
The next question is somewhat of a loaded question, and sometimes people have a difficult time answering it. But when you think about somebody who's a hero in your life, who would that person be?
Yeah. Well, I hate to be cliche-ish, so to speak, but without question for me, that's Jesus Christ. Well, I think now they do say for sure he really did live. As one who is a believer, my faith is very important to me, hence part of the idea behind Nepsis. Nepsis really does encapsulate who I am. Nepsis is really a strong, has a lot of strong Christian meaning to it. And so I often say to people, Jesus Christ. Now, many people say to me, that answer is too easy, and that's a biblical person. Can you give me someone else? And I would say then it's probably my father. My father was in a unique situation. He grew up in a very, very poor family. He grew up in a family that you could argue was abusive, very difficult. And my father ended up actually getting divorced in 1975. I was the oldest and went to court and got custody of myself and my two sisters, which back in those days was unheard of. And so when you think about heroes, I think people who are heroes are leaders, people who can have impact and make a difference in other people's lives and also break the mold of historical mistakes that may have happened in the past within your family. And my father is the antithesis of that.
If you had all the money in the world that you ever needed, what would you do differently?
Well, I already have all the money I need in the world. So I don't know that I would do much differently than I'm doing right now. I love
Come
what
on,
I do.
Man. This is a deep philosophical question. Come on, bear with me here, will you? I'm probing here. And
you hate when I get cliche-ish, don't you? If I had all the money in the world, what would I do differently? I would tell you unequivocally, because I do believe in legacy. I do believe in charitable giving. I would give a whole heck of a lot more away to causes that could have impact in improving people's lives and improving the world. Food, I would give more to missionaries. I would give more to help children who are less fortunate, even in our own community, where there's maybe been a parent who's passed away, or single parents, I guess is probably the best way to put it. Mm-hmm. I would give a lot more away. And I also think that I would love to own some sort of a business that could work with children, whether it's a school or some sort of a sporting thing that we could have impact in kids' lives and make a difference in their lives so they can grow up and have impact in other people's lives.
I'm going to remove one of your cliched answers to this next question, even though I'm sure you're probably going to say it, which is, who's your favorite person in history? So, okay, so we've gotten the foundation that you have spiritually, right? But yep. Outside of spiritually, who would you say is somebody that you look up to historically?
Yeah, you know, I'm in the finance business. I love Warren Buffett.
Oh, okay.
And it's an interesting answer, because people will usually say someone like Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. or George Washington, or, you know, someone who's had more, let's call it, impact in the world. But Warren Buffett has as well, by giving all his money away to a foundation for charitable causes. Mm-hmm. And what I love about Warren Buffett is he's done something very different and difficult that many people can't do. And that is this: he has not changed in all the years of his great success. He is still the humble guy. He is a guy who is the antithesis of sticking to the knitting. I use the phrase a lot, stick to the knitting. And I believe that he is a guy that has done such great work for the investment business, for investors. And not only that, has also, using that process, Matt, created wealth that can be passed on to have impact in many more lives. And I just think he's humble, and I think he's consistent, and I think he's an honest guy.
Yeah.
And I like that about him.
That really does bleed into the next question, which is what your idea of success is. And I think you might have just really alluded to that as somebody that you look up to. So just elaborate on it a little bit more for us.
Yeah, I'm going through a situation actually right now in my own life where someone's integrity came into question, not mine, but I believe someone was not forthright and truthful with me. And it's been a great experience for me to visit with my staff, visit with my family, because of the stress that's put on me in the situation. But at the same time, the integrity, ethics, and passion. These are all things, I think, Matt, that are paramount to success. Certainly, I feel, obviously, I've been married for 30 years. I have a great family. We are very close. And I believe a lot of that has to do with the foundation that's been given, which is integrity, mm-hmm. which is passion, which is ethics, which is having a heart and thinking outside the box at the same time and looking to always make a difference in people's lives.
What is the one thing that you recommend most to people you're close to, family, friends? Somebody says, hey, Mark, What is the book that you read all the time? Or what is the song? Or what is a podcast or a TED Talk? What are the things that you fall back on just that you hand out often?
Well, the one big thing I talk to people a lot about, and they hear me say it a lot, is balance. You have to have balance. You know, if you have passion, passion is great. And I'm very passionate about this business. I'm very passionate about bringing the investing truth to the public, right? And helping people accomplish their goals. I still have my first client, and now we work with their children. These are tremendous things. Why have I been able to do this? Why have I got a close family? Why have I had success in business? You can funnel that all down to two things. One, balance, and two, my second favorite phrase, stick to the knitting. Stick to what you believe in. Do not compromise what you believe in. So I do listen to a lot of music. My favorite song, I love to listen to, you mentioned song, Fight the Good Fight by Triumph for the Canucks out there listening. The old Canucks like me, by the way. You know, fight for what you believe in. Don't compromise what you believe in. And have balance. These are the kinds of things I tell people when they ask, how have I had success? Why am I so happy? I'll tell you, I've lived a blessed, unbelievably blessed life. I couldn't be happier. And I think balance has a lot to do with that.
Name one thing that most people don't know about you.
I wanted to go to college to be a keyboard player and play in a Christian rock band when I was in high school and college.
Wow.
Now that I'm older, most people that I know now have no idea that I played keyboards and played the piano for so many years. I played the piano for darn near 15, 20 years.
Wow.
And most people don't have any clue that I did that.
Do you still tickle the ivories? Do you have a piano at home?
I do. I attempt to occasionally. One of my favorite things to do, one of the things I used to do when you talk about balance and relaxing with a glass of wine, I found playing the piano to be very relaxing. And one of the things I just used to love to do and still occasionally do is just sit down at the piano and just start playing off the top of my head, just improvising. Love doing it. Very cathartic.
You've answered this question, but I don't know if you want to elaborate on it anymore, which is, what is your mantra, motto, or something you say? So you said, have balance, right?
Yep.
And then the other one had something to do with like crocheting or something.
Yes. So stick to the knitting.
Okay.
Stick to the knitting. I'll tell you, so many times people, they get off course because they don't have that level of clarity. And as you know, clarity brings confidence.
Yeah.
And confidence can lead to great success, but you have to have the balance, and you have to, but to do all that, you have to stick to the knitting. You have to stick to the process that made you successful. Now, if the process isn't working, then you have to surround yourself with people to guide you and give you wisdom to help tweak that process. Sticking to the knitting, I've often said, particularly as a money manager, you know, I'm a portfolio manager, and many portfolio managers get way off base, get way out of whack in their investment process because they don't stick to the knitting. And when you don't stick to the knitting, you subject yourself to potential lack of success. And I found that sticking to the knitting brings great success.
Well, and you brought up Warren Buffett. The reason he is so successful is because he does exactly what you just said, right? I mean, he's got a formula and he freaking sticks to it no matter what happens outside when everybody else is freaking out. He's like, look, here we go. I'm staying the course.
Yep. You bring up a great point. And that's one of the reasons why clients and frankly, we financial advisors like to work with us. It is because they love the fact that when they call me, they ask me a question about anything related to investments that we own, I give them the same answer all the time.
Yeah.
And they'll say, of course, well, at least you're consistent, right? and many of them will say, you know, this is one of the reasons why we like working with your firm. You do not deviate from process because the process is proven. The process is successful. And so therefore, because of that, we want to continue to work with you because we know you are going to stick to the knitting.
Nice. What is your proudest achievement?
Being married for 30 years and having 3 kids.
I think it should be your wife's proudest achievement that she's been married to you. We should get her on a podcast one of these days.
Touche. Yes. No, yeah, I'll tell you, in a world where people, there's so much divorce, there's so much pain going on, I'll tell you, family is the foundation. Family first. And I could not have the success I have, frankly, if I didn't have such an awesome wife.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you have the attention of a bunch of people who listen. What is the best way for people to get in contact with you to find out more about who you are, what you do, and how they can work with you?
You can go to NepsisCapital.com, NepsisCapital.com. investwithclarity.com, soon to be Nepsis, I'm sorry, soon to be investwithclarity.com. We're in the process of transferring that over now, so I'm going to give both, Matt, just to make sure, depending on when people listen to this.
Okay.
NepsisCapital.com or investwithclarity.com. You can also certainly email me at mpearson@nepsiscapital.com. I'd be happy to answer questions and dialogue with people further. You can call us if you'd like to chat with us at 952-746-2003.
Wonderful. Well, Mark, thank you very much for your time today. I really, really appreciate it. It was not only a whole bunch of fun, but very informative.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And if you would like, make sure you subscribe to the podcast below, because there's going to be podcasts coming out at least twice a month, and we'd love to have you get it downloaded to your phone directly. So for Mark, this is Matt Halloran. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through Nepsis Inc., an SEC registered investment advisor.